All right, this is going to be a demo of Judgment Day. Before I get started, though, let me know if my volume levels are too high or too low. I did try to increase my microphone level just a little bit, so hopefully I'm not drowning out the game or the game's not drowning out me. But anyway, this is going to be a demo of Judgment Day. This is a Space Invaders type of game that's not really new. I should have probably done this demo a long time ago, but I suppose it's better late than never. This came out, I want to say 2006, maybe 2005, I don't know. I was playing it around 2010, 2011. And yeah, it's basically you shoot down waves of ships. You can earn trophies, which will unlock different things. Basically, trophies are achievements that you can earn for doing various things. And let's go ahead and run this. So you can get this from lworks.net, l-works.net. It's Abandonware now. It used to be commercial, but I believe in 2014 he made it free. So thank you, Liam. When you install it, you'll have to run the configuration program. I think it asks for either your name or your email or both. I just typed my name into the two boxes. So the first box was my first name. The next one was my last name. Hit save. It also has a button in there to clear your trophies and your high scores. And if you have issues running it, because I believe it is coded in Visual Basic, you'll want to download Jim Kitchen's WinKit program from agarchive.net. That contains a lot of the components that these older programs need to run. Anyway,
start window.
Let's go ahead and run the game here.
Registration, play Judgment Day, new.
And I'm going to turn off
speech mode off
the screen reader speech, because we don't need it, because the game has its own voicing, so we'll just hit enter.
LWorks presents LWorks Judgment Day.
And here's the intro. So I'm just going to let it play.
This is Alpha 213. We have sighted the enemy. Wait, what is that? It's headed right for us. It's like a missile.
It is the year 2015, and the world is at war. This war has been the most catastrophic to humanity. Two powers are fighting for control, the Allies and a group of nations calling themselves the Supreme Evil. Little is known about this group and its motives, but one thing is clear. This group has advanced weaponry. The commander of the Supreme Evil, known as Supreme Commander Aether, has quickly dispatched several countries in the span of a few months. In one last effort to retain any hope, the Allies have gathered all their forces in one area. A defensive station was built, and plans were made to finally lay the Supreme Evil to rest.
Gentlemen, we've learned that the Supreme Evil is sending all their forces to North America to crush any last major resistance. Therefore, I propose we build a large defensive station. If we take all we have and put it up against what they're sending, we may have a chance.
Sir, incoming transmission from Commander Aether.
Greetings, fools! You really think building a defensive station will help? Already, my troops are on the way to crush you, and I will join them to bask in the glory of defeat. Soon, the entire world will belong to us.
You are a fool. Good always triumphs over evil.
Yes, yes, yes. Such big words from such a worthless individual, such as yourself. Well, we'll see what happens when my troops make short work of that tin can known as your defensive base.
Sir, I'm already seeing some radar movement.
This guy doesn't waste time. Okay, it's your time to shine, kid. I'm giving you control of this base. You're the best we got, so don't let me down. Our main tech will keep you updated as he needs to. Here are the controls. Let's get these guys.
Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
Excuse me. All right, so that was the intro sequence. Now we're in the main menu, and of course you can move up and down.
Bonus games.
Bonus games, these are games that you can unlock. I don't have any unlocked.
Elworks Theater. Please choose a movie. Intro.
This is the Elworks Theater. You can play different different pieces of audio in here that you unlock by getting trophies. Right now we just have the intro right now. I'm going to hit escape.
Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game. Bonus Elworks Trophy Cabinet.
This is your trophy cabinet.
Welcome to your trophy cabinet. Browse the trophies and when you're done, press escape. 120.
So you hit the left and right arrows to move through your trophies. I have one open right now, or I have one unlocked right now because I launched the game at 1:20 p.m. So if I hit enter here...
Hey, I'm not going to play right now. It's 1:20. It's time for my favorite baseball team to play. I mean, there's no way. Let me watch the game. That ball's going. Look, it's gone. That's a home run. You want to play, huh? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be extra nice. Have this trophy. It's the 1:20 trophy. If you can't figure out what baseball team I like, then, well, hey, whatever. Anyways, enjoy the game. Welcome to your trophy cabinet, 1:20.
Yeah, so the trophies will pan from left to right. And I believe there are up to 40 trophies, so there's a lot to unlock.
Please choose an start
also,
game.
Also, if you hit T...
One.
In the main menu, it will tell you how many trophies you've unlocked. So, yep, you have up to 40. So I just have one.
Bonus Elworks Trophy Cap. High scores.
High scores.
Please choose a scoreboard to post to. Trophy board. Sending trophy information.
Please wait.
I don't think the scoreboards work anymore. Which means that you might not be able to get
trophy
all
information was not sent. Please try again later. Please start game.
Yeah, I don't think the scoreboards work anymore, which means you can't get two trophies. So I guess you're limited to 38.
Bonus Elwork trophy high scores. Test speakers.
Test speakers, this is important. Let's do that.
Left. Right. Exit.
And then we have exit.
Elwork bonus start game.
So let's go ahead and start the game.
Please choose a difficulty level. Easy.
There are different difficulties. Different difficulty levels. We've got easy.
Normal.
Normal.
Hard.
Hard. And there is an extra one that you can unlock.
Normal.
Let's play on easy, just for the purposes of this demo. But do keep in mind that there are trophies for beating all these difficulties.
Easy.
There's trophies for maintaining your accuracy. Not getting hit by ships. The list goes on and on and on, but let's just play one quick round of this game to give you an idea.
Here comes the first wave of these guys. Stay sharp. Who knows what they're sending?
Alright, and here we go. I have turned the music down. You can pause the game with P. Page up and page down, turn the music up and down. S checks how many ships you have left on the current level. Enter will use your shield, but you have to unlock that by earning trophies. But essentially when the shield is active, it protects you from being hit by ships for, I want to say, about half a minute. And then it takes about a minute or two to recharge, so you can't rely on it all the time, but it can be useful. Shift will play a sound on the screen to tell you where your cursor is, I'm pretty sure. Or at least I think that's what that's meant to do. Control will let you use your weapon. One, two, and three will toggle through your weapons. There's probably some keys I'm forgetting. You can also use the mouse. So if I unpause the game and I move the mouse left and right, it moves my gun. Left click will shoot your gun. Right click will play a sound to tell you where you are. So I'm on the left side of the screen. you can use the scroll wheel on the mouse.
Rockets, nukes.
To go through your weapons.
Rocket machine gun.
Which I actually do really like that. The left and right arrows will make you move your gun. I'm going to use the keyboard. Alt will let you shoot one shot, which is very useful when you're trying to boost your accuracy.
62%.
A checks your accuracy. Either shift key will tell you where you are on the screen with an audible beep that means you've leveled up. And I think there's a key for levels. I'm just forgetting what it is right now.
100%. 67%.
H tells you your health. I was checking my accuracy.
75%.
There's probably some stuff I'm forgetting.
Rockets, nukes, rocket machine gun.
I and K will cycle through your weapons. I believe, J and L will move you left and right. So, I, K, J, and L are substitutes for the arrows. I is up arrow, K is down arrow, J is left arrow, L is right arrow. What we've been fighting so far have been rockets, but you can also hear that there are some choppers, and those take more hits to take out. Enter that.
7 ships.
Checking how many ships I have on the current level. So there are 4 different types of enemies. You have the rockets, which are pretty easy. The helicopters, which take multiple shots to take down. There are planes, which will move around the screen and take lots of hits.
Good shooting. Wait, the radar is showing increasing activity. I guess they were just getting warmed up.
And then you have the weird things that will... that take 2 shots to kill, but will disable your weapons if they land. Now, what I'm going to try to do is not get hit, because I want to show you what it sounds like to get a bunch of trophies. If you do get hit, though, you will take damage, but the damage will be repaired.
Percent.
So I'm doing pretty good on my accuracy. I want to try to keep that up. There's also an accuracy trophy for keeping your accuracy extremely low. So just keep those things in mind. I'm pretty sure there's a keystroke for checking your level, but I don't remember what it is off the top of my head.
100%.
That's health. L. Yeah, nope, not L. Not R.
Rockets. Machine gun.
Let me show you how these other weapons work.
Rockets. 82%.
Now, the rockets, you can fire at things and they will take them out. Now, I think you only have, 8 rockets.
3 rockets.
R tells you how many rockets you have.
1 rocket.
Now, I have no rockets.
0 rockets.
You will make more, and if you hit N...
5 nukes.
Tells you how many nukes you have. Nukes are very useful for clearing the screen. But I'm going to wait on that, so we'll just...
Rocket manufactured. One. Rockets.
Yep, so I'm getting rockets back. I'm told when they're manufactured. The same goes for nukes. If you use your nukes, they will replenish themselves.
Rocket manufactured. 87%.
I'm pretty sure you've got 8 rockets and 5 nukes.
5 nukes.
Which is actually quite generous.
Rocket manufactured. 3 rockets.
So, if we keep going here, eventually we'll get to the boss.
I'm seeing a huge mass on the radar screen. It looks like another large fleet of enemy craft. Stay sharp. It can only get worse.
Let's show you the music here real quick. I'm going to hit page up. The music is actually quite good. I'm not a fan, though, of having it on while I'm
playing.
Rocket
manufactured.
But that's what the music sounds like. And it goes that loud. Let me turn it down a little bit. And I believe the music does change.
Rocket manufactured. 5 rockets. 88%. Percent. 89%. Rocket manufactured.
Getting a little too close there. So I'm using Alt to shoot the rockets down. Or you can hit Alt to shoot the choppers, but...
Rocket manufactured. 90%. 7 rockets.
Now that was that thing that will disable your weapons if it lands. So you want to shoot it twice. When you shoot it, it will move around.
Rocket manufactured.
And this is a plane.
Eighty-two percent. Rocket manufactured. 9 rockets.
Actually, you might have 10 rockets. I'm losing track. We'll just keep...
Rocket manufactured.
Keep going here.
77%.
Planes drive me crazy.
Percent. Percent. 17 ships.
I'll show you what the nukes do.
Nukes. Machine gun.
Cleans out the area.
10 rockets.
10 rockets and 5 nukes.
Nuke manufactured.
What you can also do is you can launch a rocket at the planes.
Machine gun.
Which will make it
7 rockets.
Yeah, you can launch rockets. Now, actually, I shouldn't have been using those because there is an achievement if you don't use any rockets or nukes, but I'm not going to get that, obviously, because I've been using them.
Rocket manufacturing.
Just keep that in mind.
...90%.
And I'm not going to get the achievement for not getting hit, either. Oh well.
Base partially repaired. 100%.
So that's what happens when your base gets repaired.
Rocket manufactured. 5 nukes, 9 rockets.
Greetings, fools. It's nice to see you've been playing target practice with my troops. But now, it's time to feel the full power of the supreme evil. The world is ours.
So now he sends troops after you. Very boring. We haven't gotten to the good stuff yet.
Rocket manufactured. 10 rockets. ...64%. ...65%. Nukes.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with this.
That easy? Well, you'll enjoy the new weapon I have, the satellite. Have fun!
Now, the satellite will move around and shoot you with a laser, and you'll hear it charging up. It does quite a lot of damage, but it's not terribly difficult to destroy. Let's see if we can do it.
Machine gun.
I'm gonna stay out of its way.
80%.
Ow.
64%. Base partially repaired. 64%.
Let's shoot it once, so I'll let myself
95%.
Heal. I'm just gonna... Ooh.
Base partially repaired.
Now, on the higher difficulties, it shoots much faster. And it moves much faster.
64%. ...64%. Nuke manufactured.
Well, well! I've had enough! It is time for me to take matters into my own hands! It's time for you to pay!
Now, you fight the boss. He has a ship, and he'll shoot nukes at you, but you can shoot them. The problem with this fight is it's really easy, because you just have to hold down the control key and hit your left and right arrows. Let's do that now, and I'll show you just how easy this is.
Thank you.
Great shooting, boys.
General, we have a problem here.
You fools! You honestly think I'm that easily destroyed? I will be back, and I'll bring my fleet with me. I'll bring a new one, and the world will be mine. You will see!
We need to build something powerful enough to destroy him and that supreme evil.
I'll see what I can do, boss.
I'm afraid that you did well, but not well enough. We'll have to go through that all again, I'm afraid. You did a good job. Keep your skills sharp. We'll be needing them.
Don't walk on coals.
Ooch, ooch, ouch, ooch, 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 ouch.
Instead, here. Have the Tenderfoot Trophy.
Hooray! You're the winner.
The game's over.
You won. You won.
Your final score is 5,632 points. Please choose an option from the following. Start game. Two.
Oh, I only got one trophy for beating easy. Oh, that's disappointing. I would have gotten more if I hadn't used rockets or nukes and hadn't gotten hit. But that's basically what the game is. And obviously, the more trophies you get, the more things you will unlock. Excuse me.
Elwerk trophy high score test speakers exit.
But that's pretty much Judgment Day.
Speech mode talk. Audacity.
Yep. Okay. Here we go. Back in Audacity. But yeah, that's pretty much Judgment Day. There is a bad ending, which is what you heard, and there's a good ending, which you can unlock once you've played enough and have enough trophies. So there's definitely lots of things to do. Lots of achievements to be had. I'm trying to think of ones off the top of my head. There's one that you get if you leave it idle in the main menu for 5 minutes. There's also one if you sit there and do nothing, which is pretty funny. Let's actually show you that one real quick.
Register. Play Judgment Day. Judgment Day.
I'm gonna let this run and hit.
Please
control.
Elwerks presents Elwerks Judgment Day.
I find it funny because it says Elwerks. Elwerks presents Elwerks.
Please, he's no hard.
Let's go to hard.
Here comes the first wave of these guys. Stay sharp. Who knows what they're sending?
And I'll just let the ships hit me. So, as you can tell, the ships move faster and they appear much earlier, so we have choppers in level 1.
95%. 85%.
Right, we'll let these land.
Seventy-five percent.
They're not doing much damage to me right now, but we'll just wait. 's also another trophy that you get if you hit the self-destruct button, which I believe is Grave Accent, but we'll try that here once this is over. Oh yeah, I'm not doing too good.
20%.
These choppers should finish me off.
'Talk. You didn't shoot anything down. You sat there and you just didn't shoot anything. So I'm not sure if you had a problem with the game, you didn't read the documentation, or you're just sitting around. So I guess out of the kindness of my heart, I'll give you this. The Confused Gunner Trophy. Next time, read the documentation.
Game over.
Your final score is 0 points. Please choose a start game.
So now I have three.
Start game.
Three trophies?
Please. Easy.
Alright, let's go to easy and see if I can hit the self-destruct button.
Here comes the first wave of these guys. Stay sharp. Who knows what they're sending?
I thought it was Grave Accent. Oh, delete? Backspace?
Oops, I forgot to tell you about that button. It, blows off the base. Anyways, have the self-destruct trophy. I gotta get that damn button fixed.
2, 1, 0.
You've unlocked a new bonus game.
Game over.
Your final score is 0 points. Please choose an start game.
Yeah, so the self-destruct button is backspace. And we do have a bonus game, so I'll show you this real quick.
4.
I have up to 4 trophies now.
Bonus, please choose a bonus game. Rocket Rage.
Rocket Rage is where you shoot rockets. I believe there are two trophies associated with this. One for playing it, and one for shooting down a bunch of rockets. Let's see what we can do. So, this is basically you... Oop, and we got some music here. Some neat music. Turn the music down. So, problem with this game, there are rockets, but the more you shoot, the slower your machine gun will become. And you can't use alt, you have to use a control key. You keep doing this until you die. I'm gonna see if I can shoot down a bunch of rockets. You don't want these to land, because if they land, well, I think you'd only let, like, 10 of them land. So we don't want that to happen here. That was close. Uh-oh. We're getting too fast!
Your final score is 391 points. You're pretty good at shooting the rockets down. So, well, anyways, have the Rocket Blaster trophy. Okay, I have no idea how you pulled that off. You shot down a ton of rockets. So, have this here Rocket Blaster Plus trophy.
Tech, give me an update on what you've got accomplished.
I have just boosted the rocket capacity to maximum. We're gonna need more than that, though.
Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
So, as you also saw, I got some upgrades.
6. Bonus start. Please easy.
So, if I go back into easy here.
Here comes the first wave of these guys. Stay sharp. Who knows what they're sending?
If I hit R.
12. Rockets.
We have 12 rockets.
12. Rockets.
So, yeah.
Please choose an option. Start. Exit.
You do get upgrades to your base as well.
Audacity.
But I think that'll give you a good idea of what this game is about. I could literally sit here for the next 2 or 3 hours trying to unlock trophies. But hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. I know this was a long time coming, but here it is. And as always, if you guys have any questions, comments, anything like that, just let me know in the comments. And you guys take care.